Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I think there might still be time to register for Eggs and Issues this Thursday. And we're actually going to have a variety of people. Al Harper, the city, the county, BP, and also the Forest Service will be there to talk about updates and kind of, you know, what's happened with the fire, what's going on with sales tax revenue, all that. However, we're not here to talk about that. We are here with Teresa Carson. Thank you for coming in. Long time no see.
I know. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for squeezing me in.
Well, absolutely. When you know, you're my former director here.
I know. You
got me to do love letters.
I got dirt on you.
Well, and you do a great job. When you told me that, you know, you want me to do love letters, and then you said, oh, and you have to read the script, and I'm terrified of reading in public.
Well, that was so funny because most people are relieved that it's more of a reading of a script.
Oh, yeah.
And most people, oh, good, I don't have to memorize. And you're like, oh, I'd rather just, I'm better at improving and winging it. And so that was interesting. That was actually one of my favorite projects.
Well,
I got to work with really different people that probably may not be in place.
We had an incredibly talented professional with Meredith Maple.
Yep.
And then you had me.
Yeehaw. But, you know, it was so, for those of you who don't know, Love Letters was this fundraiser I did at the Durango Arts Center. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and it was just to help upgrade the theater, and I got some Durango dignitaries, and I had three nights of six different local actors, and again, people that, you know, don't
normally
necessarily
don't
do theater
it.
May not do it again, but what a great project.
So now you're like DAC, and you're at Fort Lewis.
I'm all over the place.
What are you doing now?
Well, I left DAC in December as artistic director of the theater. However, I still do independent work with them on as an independent contractor.
Okay.
But I am on the theater staff at Fort Lewis College. I'm considered visiting faculty, and I went full-time in the spring semester.
Uh-huh. So what's coming up on your horizon? What do we get to look forward to that you're directing?
Well, right now at the Durango Arts Center, I'm directing Next to Normal, which is a musical, which I'm here to talk about. But there's also exciting offerings up at the Fort this year, so look for that. I'm not slated to direct up there until next spring, which I'm directing another musical called My Favorite Year.
And that is...
That'll be in March at the Fort.
At the Fort.
So, and it's kind of exciting, because after, when Next to Normal opens, I have a little bit of a break.
So, you, before we went on the air, you said this Next to Normal is the name of it?
Next to Normal.
And you said it deals with mental illness.
It deals with mental illness. It's one of the most challenging musicals, which is interesting, mental illness musical, which is something that's really interesting about it.
Okay.
It deals with a lot of things. Mental illness is kind of the avenue through which they explore lots of issues.
So just by talking about it, though, I'm kind of going, oh, would this be dark, and is this something that I'm going to be very depressed?
Yeah, no, actually, it's a very hopeful play.
Oh, good.
And it's about a woman, and it's a family.
Uh-huh.
And the mother has a mental illness.
Right.
And has...
don't we all?
Well, that's the thing, is I think that's just it, is mental illness or no mental illness. It's about a family, people trying to cope, trying to navigate through this world.
Right.
So it deals with very real issues, mental illness being one of them.
Oh, sure.
But it's also very funny. It's in its poignancy and depth, it has a lot of humor.
Well, you know, and I think that, you know, we all need humor to get us through
everything.
Everything,
yes.
And there
was
a lot of times I would say things to curb humor with my mom when she was here. And it was one of the, and people look at me and I go, believe me, this is how I deal with the stress.
We have to. Yeah. I mean, I always, there's a really brilliant acting book out there, and it's Michael Shurtleff, and he says, every scene, every play, every musical, every scene we have to find the humor. If it's not even apparent, we have to find it. That's how we cope and how we get through life. Otherwise, we'd all go jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, and you know, and you say that, and I think of Jimmy Buffett. You know, we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane.
That's right.
You know, changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes.
Right.
So,
but it's about connection. I mean, it deals with, she has children, a husband. She's seeing these doctors. It's really a statement about family.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of statements about medicine, about how we as a society are dealing and coping with.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And it's done. And that's, there's one scene that she's with the doctor and he's going through all these pills and the shapes and the colors. And I have a chorus singing in the background. It's very, very funny with like huge pill bottles and going through all the, you know, those commercials that go through the side effects, which, so it's actually
could cause this. Yeah.
So there's, and I'm not just saying that there's beautiful humor in it, but it's really wonderful that we can, that these writers are exploring so many issues through that avenue.
So when does the play open?
It opens this Thursday.
Thursday, so the 23rd.
The 23rd.
Right.
We have 9 performances.
Okay.
So this is the slot where Dak has usually done Rock of Ages, Charlie Brown, Rent. So, and that's how I kind of landed on this.
All right.
Because we did Rent 1 year, which is more of an adult contemporary. Yeah. And a little bit more serious as well. And then we did Your Good Man Charlie Brown for children and families. Uh-huh. And then last year we did Rock of Ages, which again was a little bit lighter fluff for
sing along
kids and families, 80s. So I thought it's time to do something a little bit more dramatic.
Right.
And that deals with something a little bit more serious.
So who's in the play?
There's only 6.
Oh wow!
I know I'm used to working with casts of
20
the last show
or
I did
something.
23 and
yeah.
Rock of Ages had 16, so it's only 6 people.
Okay,
so that's really lovely. And what's special about this cast, and this is what I think it's also important for people to see, is that it is a really neat cross section of our community. I have high school students, and I've never directed a play like this. I have high school students, college students, and community members.
Oh, very nice.
I have DHS students and alumni, FLC students and alumni, and then I have 3 community members, one of which is the theater director at Durango High School.
Ben Massen. Fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's actually acting with some of his students.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. It's been interesting. And then, so there's 6 actors, and we've had FLC interns. We have acting and helping. We have also more DHS students backstage volunteering. So it's really neat.
Oh, cool.
I have ages 16 to 40 something in my cast.
And so if people are interested, you know, and going, the first show is the 23rd. And they can get tickets at
DurangoArts.org or give them a call at 259-2606.
You just pulled that up from
memory. I just pulled it 5.5 years.
And
so
you can get there early and, you know, go check out the new
exhibit.
The exhibits.
It's a plein air.
I just spaced your name. Who is in charge of the little gift shop up front?
Oh, Caprice. She took over that little shop called Create. She's so sweet, and great art in there as well.
Yeah. We did the ribbon cutting and a grand opening on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, you can go check it all out. And
well, that's the thing about Dak.
Durango
Arts, you can go out to dinner, go half hour early to a gallery shop, go in to see the show. I mean, it is kind of a neat place. It's easy to, you know, kill an hour or two there.
Oh, absolutely. And then you see a wonderful play, and the level of the actors that are in this play and your directing, I know, will be an incredible
show. It's been real. They've been working so hard because it has such interesting issues.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of research that we've had to do has been incredible. And I've made packets and packets, and we spent one night just sitting around a table talking about these characters and about their past and their history and what's going to happen to them after this musical's over. Like, it ends here. What's next for them? Because it's an interesting question for the audience to explore.
Interesting.
So we've done it's called table work in theater.
And how did you pick this play? Or did
you know, I picked it before I left the Art Center, because I did this year's season before I left. Because I think, you know, I always try to balance.
I'm thinking,
and I went we call it the slot, this late summer, early fall slot. I thought, well, we've had a kids show, Charlie Brown. Last year we did a very big, fun, fluff rock musical, Rock of Ages. Maybe it's in big casts.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to do a smaller cast and something with a little bit more depth. It's more depth that I was looking for.
Have you seen the play?
No, but I heard it was hard not to hear about it in the theater world.
Okay.
It was hard not to hear about it. It opened on Broadway in 2009, so it's a very young musical. It's only 8 or 9 years old, which is unusual. And it was all the rage because it does deal with some issues. It addresses it.
Well, peels away the layers we all are somewhere
but
in our lives.
But musicals don't often do that. Yeah. So it was groundbreaking for as a musical to address these kind of issues. So it really expanded the subject matter in musical theater.
Okay.
So it's in textbooks. It's written about a lot.
Okay. And couple hours?
Two hours. Yeah, typical. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it doesn't hit the 3 hour, you know. Yeah. Sometimes you get the hour and you're like, yes, and you hit the 3 hour and that's hard. It's in the two and a half, yeah, which is typical.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not super long.
With an intermission in there and all that stuff. I always, you know, I'm thinking for those who might have to get a babysitter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what to plan for.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 with intermission, although it's picking, as we started tech last week, it always, like, we're going to probably cut 10 minutes off once we get scene changes. And
sure.
So it could be even a little less than that.
So what is the greatest reward as the director doing all these different plays for you?
Oh, that's such a good question.
You did not ask that.
It really is.
I just came up with that.
No, it is a good question, because in this one especially, I think it's being a witness.
Mm-hmm.
To six actors really having to challenge themselves and perhaps themselves address things that personally are uncomfortable or difficult. Because we all know people, there's many, like I said, it's not just, there's many issues that are brought up in the play. And they've really had to read and learn and research relentlessly.
And understand that.
And understand the best that we can.
Yeah.
And what is interesting is they've gotten so into the material that, like some rehearsals I've said, but remember the humor, remember the lightness. The play ends very hopefully. And what's beautiful about the end is one of the lines is something about, we have to fight that fight and there will be light.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that we all can use right now.
Oh, yeah,
like these people have to, these six characters, five of the six especially, even the sixth, has to make a choice. They have to, the daughter who's living with the mother with mental illness, how is she going to, because she gets no attention, how is she going to choose to live her life?
Right.
And it is her choice.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes things aren't our choice and sometimes they are. So that discernment has been interesting.
Breaks the pattern, the cycle.
Yeah. The husband, what is his choice? How is he going to choose to deal with this? There's a son as well. And then the girlfriend has a boyfriend. The daughter has a boyfriend in high school and he falls in love with this girl who has kind of a messed up family. Yeah. Can we all relate to that?
Oh,
probably.
Yeah, any Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It's not a play about mental illness. It's a play about making choices and how do we connect with each other? How do we help each other through this? Because we're all responsible.
Right.
I believe.
Absolutely.
It is a brilliant play.
So I got to get the when it starts again is the
Thursday through Saturday at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
And then the following weekend, we're just doing Thursday and Friday. It's Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
So the 30th and 31st, catch the show before you head out of town.
Right.
And then it closes on September 6th through 9th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's nine performances.
And then come back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And again, you can go to DurangoArts.org
or
to get your tickets.
259-2606.
One more time.
259-2606.
And you can get your tickets and then have a date night and an evening out.
Yep.
And I can guarantee that, you know, I just want to say that, Teresa, what fascinates me, because I did sports, whatever.
Yeah.
And I always was going, all right, all these rehearsals and all that. And I went, I'm finally liking what the play is like going to practice for a game.
Yeah.
And the coach, which is what you are, and coaching to make sure you get it dialed in, you run the play correctly, you do this right, and you take that energy, which is highly, highly contagious, into the theater, which then transcends to the audience.
Thank you.
There's a big plug for you, because you got, I was amazed when I did Love Letters just how well you worked with everybody in that. And I can guarantee you go to this play, you'll walk out of there feeling wonderful.
Yes. And I think you do.
You
ought to saw me last night. I was up at the edge of that stage going, fight for it, fight for it. Like moving my arms and yelling at them as they're singing, you know, fight harder.
That's awesome. One more time. What's the website?
DurangoArts.org.
And the phone number?
259-2606.
Okay, now I got to cut you off.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Okay.
All right, so
that
go
was great.
Check
Thank
out
you.
The play, and it is called one more time?
Next to Normal.
Next to
Aren't
Normal.
Aren't we all?
No.
We're all just quite next to normal.
I'm far from
There's
it.
There's no normal.
Well, we got to go back to normal broadcast.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.